Today, we're talking with Victor Lim, a local McDonald's franchisee.
When did you open your first Hawaii McDonald's franchise, and how many do you operate today?
My first one was opened on July 29, 1987.
And
I have seven, it's right here on 4th Street Mall, and today I operate seven restaurants. From here in downtown to the East End, which I have Waimanalo and Chandler Lake Kailua. And I have here on 4th Street Mall, Queen Street, Dole Cannery, and Ala Moana.
And during that time, since 1987, how has the landscape for the fast food industry in Hawaii changed? Do you think it's more competitive or less competitive, or what kinds of things have you noticed?
It cycles. In 87 was very good. 88, 89, 90, that we go, the whole economic landscape in Hawaii, business landscape went south on us. Was very, some tough years for us. It's just a sheer economy. The general economy affects us, even though, we cater to the general mass, and we're not as impacted as a high end, but nevertheless, disposable income is disposable income. And so the 90s, there was a big low for a good period of time, went along with the state economy. It was very tough to do business.
You could see your sales go
down. Of course, we can see it's very tough to do business. In the last 3-4 years, things have been very positive for us here in Hawaii, very positive for our restaurants. McDonald's also went to a lull about 8-10 years back, and in the last 3-4 years, the company has really made a resurgence back with our expanded menu lines, to better facilities. Everybody's focus is right back into making sure that we serve one customer at a time correctly. I think all those little things makes a huge difference. So now that the economy is on the upswing, we really are enjoying the benefits of the hard work that we all put in.
How about the other competitors and in market share? Do you think McDonald's market share is roughly the same, or has McDonald's?
Our market share is growing. This is national numbers. This is phenomenal. Just to let you know, in the last 2.5 years, 3 years, I think the quick service industry grew at about $5 billion nationally. McDonald's share is about $4 billion. that's half the size of any of our major company competitors. Okay, the focus, the biggest focus you can see is that, in the last 3-4 years, McDonald's management took a totally different position. They used to just grow by putting in stores, and then what you end up doing was that you end up pirating from each other. So the focus for McDonald's system in the last four or five years was to really go back and, instead of growing by the numbers, grow the business in each of the restaurants, which is back focusing into the products, the customers, and really that makes a huge difference. Most of our competitors are struggling, have struggled in the last 4 or 5 years, big time. We definitely make huge inroads. Market share wise, in Hawaii we're very dominant. We get more, probably as much restaurants as maybe the top two competitors put together or more.
And that would be, I think you said 76 altogether?
We have 76 restaurants.
Statewide?
Statewide.
Okay.
And let me share you some national number, because
okay,
I don't want to share you, go too detailed in local number. An average McDonald's nationally now, okay, Hawaii is more than nationally. We do better than our national. An average McDonald's restaurant, these are published numbers, so I can share with you. An average McDonald's restaurant in the U.S. does about $2 million in sales a year. An average Burger King does about $1.1 million. Okay, an average Wendy's does about $1.3 million. Okay, system wide, we have like about almost 13,500, close to 14,000 restaurants. You know, so if you look at it's just sheer number, it's not just a matter of restaurants, but the total volume that we do is so much phenomenal, so much more than anywhere. You know, the last 2-3 years, you know, you hear about so many Burger King. Wendy's has been struggling for the last year and a half. You just pick up any business periodicals and none of the reports have been good. Burger King has also been struggling. There were so many Burger King franchisees that were being sold, bankruptcies all over. Even the guy Sims that was running, Hawaii Burger King, went bankrupt and sold it for a song. You know, when Kazi from KFC bought it out, he bought it out for a song. You know, you'll never get McDonald's for that kind of price.
Now, obviously being a franchisee, there's a relationship between you and corporate headquarters,
yes,
which is in Oak Brook, right, Illinois?
But we have a regional office right here in Hawaii.
So you can deal with them.
We deal.
Now, over the years, has that relationship changed? Has it gotten closer, or are you more independent, or how has that relationship changed?
With each changing time over the years, it has gone kind of like in full circle. All depending upon, you know, corporate philosophy and corporate attitude. The current administration that run McDonald's is a very, very collaborative group of people. And so even though, we get regional office and things like that, for me as a franchisee, the kind of involvement that I get, impact in and things like that, I think it's closer now than it has ever been.
So when you say more collaborative, that would include the corporate side and the franchise.
Corporate side and the franchise side. And the local office, it has gone full circle from being almost quasi-autonomous to be very central line to back being quite autonomous in the ability for the local regional office to function, you know.
And part of autonomy at the local level has to do with your menu. You were mentioning some of the specialty items you have on your menu. How much guidance do you get from the corporate side as to what you can put on your menu?
See, on the corporate side, they're very, very tight because, you know, the keeper of the keys will always be very, very restrictive because McDonald's system is based upon selling limited menu and doing it very well, better than anybody else. Not to be something to please every single person, because if we do that, every single person around the world, then you no longer have a McDonald's system that you will know it. So a Big Mac will not be a Big Mac here in Singapore or London. So, you know, the keeper of the key guys, that's their job. They're very restrictive. So whenever we want to do something, we have to sell it at a lot of different levels. We're very fortunate that we have a regional office here in Hawaii. The lady running it, Veronica Kaneko, happens to be a local girl, grew up in the islands. So when we scream and yell and beg and whatever it takes, she can relate to what we're saying, right? Then she, as being the managing director here in Hawaii, she's a gatekeeper. So she in turn has to go and sell it to the other gatekeepers and break the walls down, and so it helps that now if her role is somebody from Omaha, Nebraska, and we say, hey, you know, we want to put in Spam and Portuguese sausage and want to expand it even more, they're gonna say, come on, that's a little bit closer to not something people eat, you know. But people in Hawaii, that's our mainstay, you know.
So you get some leeway, but you can't go too far.
No, you cannot. You know, it has to make sense. And the thing you have to look at it is that our system is based upon not to be all things to all people, but we want to be something to most of the people, and we're going to do damn well at that. You know, then we can get the operational efficiencies and all the other good stuff that goes with it. Because otherwise,
that's what makes McDonald's work.
Biggs and, you know, Allen's or whatever it is, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
And I've noticed, I guess anybody who picks up a newspaper or goes into a McDonald's noticed that there's been a push towards healthier foods, including more salads, other things like putting fruit option for the kids' meals. Do you think that this is going to have a real impact on public health?
It has a great impact already on the public health perception and what we do. I remember, you know, in 30-some years with McDonald's, we used to sell salads, and we don't do very well, okay? Now the boomer generation, our age group now, and every time we go physical every year, we find out that things are not the same like they used to be, you know? So you and I are becoming believers that we were never before. So now people are educated, and so this go around when we launched our salads, it was so very, very successful. And to the wildest dream. The same thing when we went to chicken nuggets, even chicken nuggets, we went to the all white meat nuggets. We put in the premium chicken sandwiches with the leaf lettuces and all kind of good stuff. And if you look at a few years ago, you think of McDonald's as purely a hamburger beef place. Today, we sell probably as much chicken as many. We probably sell more chicken today than most of the chicken businesses out there, between our nuggets, chicken sandwiches, chicken salads. I mean, it's a big part of our menu, you know, and it will continue to evolve. The same thing with our apple dipper, apple fruit option versus French fries.
Right.
The same thing for kids to drink substitute milk instead of soda. That was another thing that, you know, you never thought it was going to do well. In fact, I remember 2 years ago when we first talked about at a national marketing that we're going to expand our milk program. People say, milk program, we cannot give it away, right? And yet when we changed the packaging from milk, from paper cartons to bottles, and then bring in a chocolate option. But, you know, more kids are drinking milk now. You know, my kids, I used to force them to drink milk now, chocolate milk, they will drink. It doesn't matter. I'd rather they drink chocolate milk than drink soda.
Yeah.
You know, and that continues to evolve. Water is also becoming a big thing. So we brought in Powerade as an alternate to soda, because this is another good trivia. Hawaii is the first McDonald's market to put Powerade on fountain as a sports drink. You know?
Now, whose decision was that? Was that your decision, or...?
I have a little bit to do with it.
Okay.
I was the first needle to push the issue.
And they gave you the clearance to go ahead and do it?
It took me almost 2 years of needling different people to put Powerade. Today, Powerade is everywhere in the McDonald's USA.
And it started here?
Started here.
But it, as you just point out, it's not an easy thing to get people to change their ideas.
Because gatekeeper's job is to be the gatekeeper.
To say no.
and they say no before they ask questions. And the mindset is very, very different. You know, the bottom line, you got to remember, we're a typical Midwestern company based in Chicago, you know? You know, so, you know, but things are changing now, you know. People are exercising more. A lot of people that play, you know, the reason why I did that was because all my kids play sports. And they don't drink soda, but they will drink sports drinks. You know, I look around and all the kids playing in the soccer leagues and, you know, all the different things, everybody drinks sports drink.
So that would be an example of something you it's important to stay in touch with the community, because if you can see trends in the community, you know that they would transfer to good business.
It is a changing lifestyle. It's a changing taste of America. And to me, if you're not with the program and if you're not relevant, you become a dinosaur. And we want to make sure that as America change their priorities and change their taste. America eats more chicken today than eat beef. America eats, you know, and the amount of people eating fish is also continuing to grow. We want to be there. You know, Kroc has a philosophy. You know, his line was that, I don't know what I'm going to sell tomorrow, but I want to sell more than anybody else. You know, so if we don't stay on top of it, you become a dinosaur. Can you imagine if we were just selling hamburgers today? You know, with all the things that, you know, the lifestyle had changed, the whole world would have passed us by. White Castle was way bigger than McDonald's when we were infants, right? Yeah. Where's White Castle today, right? You know, or a lot of other big, you know, even Bob's Big Boy at one time was huge all over the place. Yeah. Where are they today? Okay, you know what I mean? So, for my children's sake, I want to make sure that we're still relevant.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to, we'll kind of wrap up here, but one thing I wanted to ask you before we left the end of this was that as an a place of employment, it used to be, I don't know if it's still that way today, but a lot of younger people work at McDonald's, a lot teenagers and so forth. And I guess for a lot of people, it may be their first job, their first real job, the first paying job. What kinds of challenges are there in taking these people who have never been in the workforce before and getting them up to speed where they can work at a McDonald's? Is that a difficult thing to do?
You know, McDonald's is a very unique company. We are a company, we give all types of people an opportunity. We are usually the employer that is the first job for a lot of people, okay? We're the first employer for many, many people. Do you know that Andy Carr, President Bush's chief of staff, got his first job at McDonald's? Do you know that astronaut Leroy Chow got his first job at McDonald's? Veronica Kaneko, the managing director for McDonald's of Hawaii, first job was at McDonald's. She was a hostess, okay? Alinda Rosario, the operator in Maui, her first job coming in from Philippines without speaking English very well was at McDonald's. So it's a company that give a lot of opportunities for people. We have a culture, a climate, and a training program that if you have the right desire, you can succeed. Dana Almarez, who runs my operations, first job is McDonald's. Chris Fabigas, my HR manager, she was working part-time here when I took over the store. She was in high school, then she went to UH, then she worked for other people, but continued to work for me part-time. So, you know, we allow so many people to have a chance to grow. System-wide, I will say maybe 80-90% of our restaurant managers started their first job as McDonald's. And today, if you've gone to the McDonald's training and you graduate from Hamburger University, you actually have enough credits to get you an associate degree, more than an associate. You get something like 34 credits or something like that. That's acceptable by, you know, the college board.
That'd be a 2-year degree.
Yeah, it's a 2-year degree that, you know, you can do that. And we continue to allow people that you won't believe. You know, you can be an MBA that comes in like me that can be successful, or you can have barely a high school degree or GED, but sheer desire will give you an opportunity to grow.
And what has the hiring climate been like with the low in unemployment rate, the strong economy? Is it more difficult to get?
It is difficult, but the interesting thing, you know, we have the lowest unemployment rate in the country, 2.6%. My restaurant today are better staffed today than I've ever been in my career as a restaurant owner. Okay. Is it a cakewalk? No. But I'm smarter today. I've learned from what happens during the Japanese bubble. We went through this cycle here in Hawaii during that time. You know, we are better in terms of taking care of our people. We are better in terms of understanding the people issues. You know, 20 years ago, somebody like me will never have somebody on their staff that that is HR, handling HR. Today, if I don't have Chrisley, I'm dead. It, you know, because it's a very critical part of the business world between rules, regulations, and everything else, and to keep you in line. And we're smarter from it. We're doing so much more of the right things with our people than we have ever done. So in spite of lowest unemployment rate in the nation, my restaurant are better staffed today than they have ever been.
How is turnover?
Our turnover
comparatively to past periods.
You know, a typical restaurant industry, the turnover people won't shock you if you say, yeah, my turnover is about 150% or so. My turnover in my restaurants is, I will say, 50-60%.
50-60%. And so, in a course of, let's say, a year.
In a course of a year or two, and that's normal because, you know, like you said earlier, we have some people that are older people that work, some people that are in school that come to work. So we have a mix of people looking for a job with us, you know, and some of the people will move on to go out and do other things, which is okay. That's also okay. But there's also a lot of people that have been with us for many, many years. I have crew people here that's been with me for over 15 years, 16 years. In today's